This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1974. Show me the money! Jerry Maguire references for powerful connections.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In this episode, we show you four references from the 1990s film Jerry Maguire that, when used correctly, can build an immediate connection with any native speaker. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Michelle. How's it going?
Hey, Lindsay. Lindsay, show me the money.
Show you the money, Michelle. Oh my gosh. What are you even talking about? That sounds like a familiar quote that comes from a familiar movie.
It does. Oh my gosh. We're going to have so much fun on this episode today. Because recently, Lindsay, you told me that you watched a movie, an old movie, Jerry Maguire. I haven't seen this movie in years, right?
Jerry Maguire. Tom Cruise.
Yeah. It's from, I have that. It's from 1996.
Yes.
So you just recently watched this movie, right? What made you watch it?
I don't know. I think we were flipping through the TV. It was like a Friday night, you know, looking for something. Sometimes I find comfort in going back to old classics I know I'm going to love instead of trying something new, which I feel like these days the movies just aren't as good. But that's another rant that we can talk about.
I'll be honest. I don't think I ever watch new movies. I feel it's funny because I think a while ago, like TV seemed like it was kind of going out, and then TV came huge.
Big time. And TV's good now.
I don't know. Oh, no. I have seen a couple new movies, but it's like very rare. But I still love to watch those old movies. Father the Bride, Love Actually, you know.
Oh my gosh. And Jerry Maguire totally falls into that category. Late 90s, a time when, I don't know, it's just a very sentimental movie, and it has very, very sweet spots in it. Very sentimental, sweet, poignant spots in the movie that are just very heartfelt. Just a lot of feeling, a lot of emotion.
Right.
So what's the movie about, Michelle, first of all, Jerry Maguire?
Well, it's about a sports agent, right? I mean, I think that, to be honest, I haven't seen this movie in years. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more, but it's a sports agent. It's also a love story. So it's kind of like business, love sports.
Story. Yes, it's about a sports agent. At the beginning of the movie, he works for a big agency, sports agency, representing NFL players, athletes, famous athletes. He gets fired because he writes a manifesto saying that he wants to do things right for the clients. He wants to do right by the clients. He wants to spend more attention on them. And then he gets fired because he wrote this manifesto and published it to the whole company. He's threatening the company and the way they do business. Mm-hmm. So he goes out on his own. He's a man with big dreams. Tries to start his own agency, and the woman that he eventually falls in love with used to work with him in that company, and quits on the spot, takes the risk, goes and works for him. They have a love drama. It's just so human, this movie. There's a lot of emotions in it. And so, Michelle, why are we talking about it? Why does it even matter for all your English?
This is one of those movies. There are some movies or TV shows where there are just so many famous lines that have seeped into regular conversation, right? So they become references and people know them. And like today, we're going to talk about some of the famous expressions. And what's amazing, and I think you mentioned this, Lindsay, is that this came out in 1996 and these are still pretty relevant in 2003, which is pretty amazing. Yeah.
Right. There are some movies that the phrases, they're not quite phrases you would put into your everyday speech now, but this is one of them that they are totally still relevant. Right. So that's why I thought it was really important that we do an episode on this topic, quotes and references from Jerry Maguire.
And guys, if you have any, maybe you have like a favorite movie and you want to, you know, you want to learn some references from that, if you send it to us and we think that it is one that's frequently used, then, you know, we could make other episodes, or certainly we can make even choose different episodes. But this is a perfect one to start out with.
100%.
So let's give it a go. But before we get into it, we want to say thank you so much to those who have reviewed us. Right, Lindsay?
Yes, we love to read these reviews. We read them every week, guys. This is also a great place to leave your question. We do get a lot of questions inside reviews, and you know that our eyes are on these reviews. And so go ahead and leave them. I want to say thank you to Lakshmi Ranti from Bahrain, Katayun from Iran, Xie Gu from Canada, Kaleido 999 from China, and Leili Parizide from the US. These are just a few of the listeners that rated and left a written review for Allers English. So thank you so much. Guys, go ahead and leave your review wherever you listen. You could review us in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Amazon Music. On YouTube, I guess you can leave a comment, but I haven't seen any place to leave a review yet.
Yeah, but right, you could Michelle? That's true. Yes, exactly. But you could put a question into YouTube as well.
You could put a question, a comment, for sure. We check those out all the time. Okay, I'm excited to get into Jerry Maguire. Let's go for it, Michelle.
All right, so let's go through some of the famous ones. So the first one was Show Me the Money. So Lindsay, do you remember how was this used in the movie? And what do you think about it? I think this is the most famous one.
Yeah, you can never say this. And if you are using this as a reference, if you're inserting it into your conversation, you can never say it with an even tone. You have to say, show me the money.
Yes, exactly. It's like how you scream it.
The context here is that he was, so the morning after he got fired, he went into a panic, right? Because all of a sudden he had to go and call all of his clients to retain them, to get them to go to his company. He had to kind of take them, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you can do that legally, but he had to do it right away. Mm-hmm. So he's furiously calling all his clients. And this one very special client, it was a football player, and he has his own story in the movie, but he's a little under like respected in the football world because he's physically smaller, I think, than most football players. And, you know, Jerry calls him up and says, are you with me? And the football player says, Jerry, show me the money, right? Show me the money. And that's what he's kind of saying, like, make me the money and I'll stay with you.
Exactly. So, I mean, Lindsay, so you think people use this as a reference? And I agree. I mean, would you say it's something funny, serious? Like, I don't know. How do you think somebody might use it?
It's funny. I mean, it's funny and fun. You know, I think that we should pull in some scenarios here where we might use it. Mm-hmm. If they win money is the most obvious one, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
When I was in college, I think my friends and I visited a casino, and somehow my friend, just dumb luck, she won the slot machine, right? There's no skill in that. And she won like $500.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so like that would have been an obvious situation. Show me the money, right?
Right. If your friend wins some money, or maybe even in a sarcastic, funny way, like I'm just imagining, okay, let's do this example. Yeah. Like, let's say you win $20 in the lottery, Lindsay.
Oh yeah, that's perfect. So, oh wow, I won $20.
Show me the money. It's like, it's kind of a joke, you know, it's $20, but
you're being sarcastic.
This joke. Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. So that's even more fun. and smarter, guys, if you can take this reference and flip it around to use sarcasm. So then you're using references and sarcasm. Super high level.
Yes. I mean, and this one is kind of exaggerated. I think this movie is very dramatic. It's full of shouting and exaggeration and big emotions. So, I don't think when you use show me the money, you should be like, oh, show me the money. I mean, it could be used to cheer someone on. Like, show me the money, even not necessarily about actual money. Like, if somebody just like makes like a basketball shot, your friend, you might say, show me the money, right?
Absolutely. And that's a really good point, Michelle. It doesn't have to be about literally someone winning money or getting money. It, more commonly, it's probably about that.
Winning.
Having some kind of a win. Exactly. But yeah, you're right. You would never use this in a serious way. You know, on payday, you wouldn't go to your boss when you're collecting your check.
No. Right. Exactly. So this is a great one. So Lindsay, what's the next one?
Okay. This is good. So help me help you. I'm trying to remember. I know what this was. The context of this in the movie was that he was trying to so his client, the football player who had a hard time getting advertising deals, which was what Jerry was trying to get for him as his agent. Jerry was trying to tell the client to be more like personable, like show a softer side. Mm-hmm. But this guy was very, abrasive. Mm-hmm. And he would put on fits on the field, and he would just be loud and just not a pleasant person to be around. And so Jerry's like, help me help you, you know, help me help you.
Uh-huh. Right. And so how would you say this is used? Like, is it funny? Or I think it was, if I remember correctly, it was also kind of like dramatic, like help me help you.
Yeah, everything's dramatic in this movie. Yeah. That's why I think I remember, like, we remember it. We remember things that are dramatic. I don't know. This one I haven't used as much or heard quite as much. But you've said it before, you would say, right, Michelle?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, for some reason, it makes me laugh. Like, I think it was like his intonation, like, help me help you. And like, it just sounds kind of silly. So I know that I've used it before. So just let's give an example. So here we go.
Okay.
I can't find my keys.
Well, where did you last see them?
Oh, Lindsay, I don't know.
Well, help me help you.
Nice reference.
Yeah, that's fun. And, you know, you say it with that intonation where we know we're making a reference here.
Yeah.
Right? It's pretty obvious and you knew it and that's fun. So there is definitely a layer of like psychology in this movie, I guess, of sensitivities. And, you know, with the love story, there's the whole thing of Jerry coming around to being like brave enough to love the woman, right? So there is like a layer of sensitivities in the movie, I would say. So, yeah. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Okay, Michelle. Okay, now this one's great because it's so classic. So classic.
Yes. This is You Complete Me. So this is a romantic part of the movie. I don't know if Tom Cruise says it to Renee Zellweger or the other way around. But
that's a good question. I can't remember.
Yeah. So You Complete Me. It's like, you know, it's very romantic. You make me whole, basically. I mean, so Lindsay, what do you think about using this now?
Yeah. I mean, again, you would have to say it as a joke. I feel like because that's the other thing that movies do. When something becomes a reference, if you then go and use that phrase in earnest, like as a non-reference, it sounds very cheesy and silly.
Right. It's kind of like ruined. Like somebody may have said that, you know, before, but now you can't say that without thinking about.
It's exactly. You can't. So if you said that to someone, you'd have to make it a reference and a joke.
Yeah.
Because people would laugh if you said it in earnest, right? So that's the thing that you need to know.
Right, exactly. So it could be a cute joke. Yeah, like you can do it, like You Complete Me, but I don't know, it just would sound a little funny if it was completely sincere. I mean, what about to a friend? Can you say this to a friend?
Sure. Yeah. If you're joking around, you know, it's another way to say you're awesome. Right. So if we can come up with creative ways to say you're awesome and you really make my life and you do cool things, you could say that to a roommate, a friend.
Yeah. You
sure,
could even
it doesn't
say
have
that
to be romantic.
You could even say that to a thing that you really like, just like as a joke, like a food.
Yeah.
Like, like you got a cookie and you're like, you complete me. You know, it's just.
Oh, for sure.
It's a joke. I mean, so let's do a role play here. So here we are. We're friends and let's go.
All right. Can you hang out tomorrow?
Yes. I'll make you lunch.
Oh, yes. You are the best cook.
I'll make my famous omelet.
Oh, you complete me. Okay. I love it. Yeah, that's a good example of when you have a friend who's a good cook, like a chef or something.
Right.
And they really know how to cook and they cook for you all the time. That's perfect. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And we'll do one more. What's this one, Lindsay? It's
also so classic. You had me at hello. Mm-hmm. You see this or you hear this everywhere. And I don't know if these references are just spoken. You know what I mean? I feel like you might read this in places or see them on advertisements on TV.
Right. So when was this used? Do you remember or how was it used? Or?
I think this was used. Well, I think maybe those two were used at the same time when she was going to move because she was like, this is not happening. Like he's not stepping up. He's not like loving me, right, is what she was thinking. Renee Zellweger plays the woman. Mm-hmm. And she's got her kid and all her stuff packed up into the U-Haul and she's going to move for a new job because, again, remember, she's working for him too, which is kind of very awkward.
Yeah.
They're starting a romance and she's his only – she's his, like, assistant, only person working for him. And he's just tortured. And so as she's about to leave, he proposes to her.
Okay. And yeah, so who says you had me at hello? She does, right?
Maybe it was at a different place. I'm not sure. Yeah, so she says you had me at hello, right? I guess it's a way of saying yes, I'll marry you or something.
Well, what does that mean, you had me at hello?
It just means she's saying that she's always loved him. Like she's loved him right from the beginning.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, I think you can use this as a joke as well. I mean, I think you have to. I don't think it's.
You have to.
It's you not. To. Yeah, you're not going to say this. I mean, it's a joke. So I think a lot of these references, especially a serious reference in a movie.
These are jokes.
Might end up just turning into a joke. So like I said, you could even say it to a sandwich. You could.
Oh my gosh. Oh, yes. I love that idea, Michelle. The food thing is brilliant because I could imagine our listeners, let's say you go for a walk at lunchtime with your colleague, you walk into a little cake shop and you see a chocolate, for me, it would be a chocolate lava cake.
Oh,
and you're standing next to your native speaking colleague and you look and say, oh, you had me at hello. I'm going to order that chocolate lava cake, right?
Exactly. So it's very gushy and romantic in the movie, but you want to use that like that in real life. So let's do a role play.
Right. So I brought you your favorite cookies.
Oh, you had me at hello, Lindsay.
Right. So in this case, you're talking to me.
Yes.
But you can also talk to the food.
To the food. England,
right.
Yes. Look at it and say, you had me at hello. Yes. That would be a good joke.
Totally. All right. We've got a great role play coming up here. This is fun. Are you ready for it, Michelle?
Let's put them together. So here we are. We are at a restaurant and we are friends. Here we go. All right. What do I want? I can't decide.
Oh, come on. Just pick.
I can't.
Help me help you.
Oh, please. Fine. I'm getting the chicken.
Nice. They have cheese fries. Show me the money.
Oh, yeah. This restaurant had me at hello.
It completes me. And that's also kind of fun. A really good source of connection where what you could get into is like a back and forth with someone with Jerry Maguire references from the same movie. If you're really good and on top of it, you could do that. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So this was fun. So we're in a restaurant and I can't decide. And then you say, help me help you. And then I pick up on, you know, okay, we're doing this. Or, well, actually, you're the next one. You're just really getting going with Jerry Maguire. And then you
just getting it going.
Yeah. So what do you say?
And I said, nice. They have cheese fries. Show me the money. So I'm saying, oh, I don't see maybe I don't see cheese fries very much on the menu, and I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
And
then I said, this restaurant had me at hello. It means I loved it from the start, right?
Yes. And then I have to counter your Jerry Maguire reference with another one. Uh-huh. It completes me.
Yeah. Right.
Nice. Oh, Michelle, this is so fun. What's the takeaway today?
Guys, while we can do this for tons of different movies or different shows, let us know if there's one that you, if you want to request it, and we'll see if that would be a good one to do. But it's really important to learn in this way, because now you can start to get the references, and these things come up where, and it can really, really, really help you connect with people.
Oh, hugely. Imagine the connection, right? The way, if you can... You could go to lunch with someone and have a little, even make just one fun Jerry Maguire reference, or have a little reference back and forth, and you could come back feeling that much closer to your colleague or your friend. It's amazing.
That's right. Well, this was a lot of fun. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I just think references have so much more power than just ordinary words, or obviously more power than grammar points. And since we're all about connection, give this a try, guys.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Well, Lindsay, this is a great idea. We're going to continue doing things like this so that you can get the reference too, and you can participate in these conversations.
Great stuff. Talk to you soon, Michelle. Take care.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.